Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The great Daryl Ryder joins us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, hello.
Well, let's get philosophical on a Friday. To stink or not to stink? That is the question.
I think they're going to stink. Daryl, how do you... JK, LOL, there's a path. There's a gleam, man. I will ask you, what's your read on this Baltimore game?
Well, I kind of feel like it's going to be similar to the first one. I don't feel like that the Ravens are just going to come in here and run the Browns out of the building right out of the gate. I think that they'll be competitive like they've been in many games this year. And it was one of the focuses of today's YouTube Brownie Bites. The fact that they typically get to the third and fourth quarters with it being a one-score game. The problem is then they get the boots put to them after that. They've absolutely been destroyed this year in the fourth quarter, 61-39, and they've been outscored 116-70 in the second half altogether. It's not so much that they're getting blown out from the outset; they're getting blown out in the second half of these games. So. I think that it'll be a competitive game, but I don't know if they've got enough to finish off a win against a surging Ravens team who has Lamar Jackson back. And as Jim Harbaugh said today, he is a full go Sunday at 4:25.
Well, you said it's like the first meeting back in week two in that Ravens game. Dylan Gabriel did come off the bench. Will Shedeur Sanders come off the bench in this one to have a repeat performance of the backup quarterback seeing playing time?
I don't think so. I don't get the sense that the Browns are in any hurry to put Shedeur Sanders on the field right now. Kevin Stefanski was asked today for another update. I posted the video on X of his response as far as Shedeur's practice reps. He's still not getting first-team reps, which tells me they're not really preparing this guy to play in the same fashion that they prepared Dylan Gabriel to play. And I realize that you watch Dylan Gabriel, it doesn't look like he was prepared to do much of anything, but they did this offseason during OTAs, the minicamp, and then obviously during training camp. They made an effort to get Dylan Gabriel ready to play. They're not doing the same thing for Shedeur Sanders. So I think that there's only one path for Shedeur Sanders to see the field on Sunday against the Ravens, and I don't think that has to do with the scoreboard.
Daryl, what do a final eight games of this season look like, a successful final eight games of this season look like for Kevin Stefanski?
They win some games, fewer breakdowns in all three phases. We've seen, obviously, plenty of those. Listen, I thought coming into the season, Nick, even with the quarterback situation being what it was, that I felt like 5-6 wins was not unreasonable. Doubling your win total from the previous season, not unreasonable. The problem is you blew the opportunity last week to pick up a win. You got Tennessee. You still have the Raiders on the schedule. But that loss to the Jets gives me some pause about the plausibility of them going to Vegas and winning or beating the Titans. So, Jimmy Haslam said before the season they got to win more games than they did a year ago. So they got to at least, I think, get two, maybe three more victories and I don't even think you can call it a success. There is no metric, I think, available that could call this season a success for the Browns. It is unfortunately yet another, the 21st by my count, abject failure, if not more. Actually, it's more than that because actually 23rd abject failure since 1999.
I thought Miles was kind of toeing the company line today. He brought up like being competitive and wanting to something. He mentioned something about the playoffs at one point, even, and it was
He broke out the P word. Yeah,
it was like Miles. A very interesting tactic by Miles. How did you see it today?
Yeah, it was cute. He thinks they can win out. That did lift my spirits on a Friday afternoon. I needed a good laugh, and that almost gave it to me because they're not gonna. There's no chance they're winning out. But I think that if you're in Miles' shoes, you have to think in those terms. You can't sit there and even if you think it, you can't verbalize it that your season is over. So, I thought he did a good job to towing the company line, as you put it, Jonathan. I think that's the best way you can put it, because you have to be deliriously optimistic to believe that this team can play themselves back into playoff contention.
Daryl, one of the things we talked about is the idea that some people just don't see the building going on. They just see the losing going on.
Yeah.
And I think some of that's the way this thing is structured. Elite defense, but just putrid offense.
Yeah.
If the inverse was true, if it was a elite offense but putrid defense, do you think people would have more patience with the way this thing is set up?
Yeah, because it's more entertaining. There is no entertainment value with what is going on right now outside of counting how many sacks Myles Garrett is racking up. That is your entertainment value right now. So I mentioned this on the midday show yesterday. I feel like that the Browns are fighting a couple of battles on different fronts here. They're fighting the eternal battle of trying to find a franchise quarterback, right? They're also fighting trying to develop young talent. Also, at the same time, they're fighting to have their fans remain patient. And you've been asking, and it's not just this regime, it's every regime that has preceded this one that has asked fans to be patient. Hey, there's going to be some pain with losing, but it's going to deliver sustained success. The problem for the Browns is they have never delivered anything for their fans since 1999 that resembles sustained success. Now, you thought that that might be on the way after the whole 4-44, 1-31 debacle, right? With all those picks that Paul DePodesta and company helped assemble. But it didn't result in that. There was no payoff for fans. And I think that that is a major problem for this organization right now. They should be honest, but they're not going to be. And asking for fans' patience as they try and figure this whole thing out. The problem is you and others have been asking this fan base to be patient since 1999, and none of you have delivered on your promise. And so that's why I think at the root of the anger and the frustration that Browns fan has right now.
Daryl, Alex Wright, Devin Bush, Malik Collins, Ronnie Hickman, all these guys are having, in my opinion, career years. And I feel like with Jim Schwartz, we constantly have this conversation where it's like, oh, wow, he's really getting the best out of this guy. Didn't see that coming. Also, this guy seems to be great. This one, wow, this guy's incredible. And it's just an ongoing thing where the offensive side of the ball, I feel like we never get that. We're never like, we're seeing the very best of this guy. There's been a couple instances here and there, like Jerry Jeudy last year. But for the most part, we don't really ever have that.
Yeah, we're waiting for Cedric Tillman or any other wide receiver that Andrew Berry has drafted to show us a pulse. We got a little last year from Cedric, then he got hurt. And unfortunately, it just hasn't reappeared yet for him, even though there's plenty of time with him coming back. But you're right, Jonathan. There hasn't been that gleam, that hope of and tangible development that you see on the offensive side of the ball. And again, it just, it leads to a very unentertaining product. And that's why the results every Sunday are not the least bit surprising. Dylan Gabriel's impossibly difficult to watch. This offense can barely score more than 17 points on a given week. It's just, it's not fun football for fans to watch. And it's part of the reason now, I mean, I guess good news is the Browns don't send out paper tickets to anyone because they'd be taped to telephone poles right now. You're seeing tickets going for $5, $6 on the secondary market if you want to watch Browns Ravens in a national television window on Sunday, the 425 window. So, it's not a lot of fun to watch this football team, especially on the offensive side of the football.
No question. But the part that is interesting to me is that I can name four different guys in the defensive side of the ball where you are seeing that growth, you are seeing that development. And these are veterans, even in some instances, like Malik Collins, who is having just a Devin Bush, who's having awesome seasons.
Yeah.
And like, to me, that speaks on Jim Schwartz. And so I guess I would ask you, what do you think the possibility is if they do fire Stefanski that they're able to retain Jim Schwartz?
I think Jim Schwartz has the potential to become a head coach this offseason.
Head coach for the Browns this offseason? Okay.
No, somewhere.
Well, if he could be a head coach anywhere else, could it also be on the table he'd be the head coach here too?
Well, they didn't keep Mike Vrabel. That's worked out for them.
Well, I don't know. I would argue that Vrabel was more like, I'm going to go with the franchise that put me in their Hall of Fame and has a franchise quarterback right now. I think that was a smart Vrabel choice, is my interpretation of that.
Yeah, but I don't think that the Browns were all that interested in making a change last offseason either.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
But to your point, if you pay attention to how, because the interesting thing that happened yesterday was we got more candor from the coordinators than we've gotten from this organization the entire year combined. Bubba Ventrone, Jim Schwartz, and Tommy Rees. All three of them, very candid in what they had to say. But I kind of felt like Schwartz, and he's always been a straight shooter in his media availabilities. He's always told it like it is. But I kind of feel like he took it up a notch yesterday when we were talking to him. And I'm not saying he's auditioning for anything. I had some people reach out to me, you know, text me, hey, is Schwartzy auditioning here with some of these answers he's giving? I'm like, no, that's kind of how Jim Schwartz handles his business. But I think that a franchise would be wise to look at him as a head coach this offseason, considering some of the other names you're seeing circulating around the rumor mill as potential candidates. Jeff Hafley from the Packers, who, by the way, used to be an assistant coach here in Cleveland, is thought to be amongst those to be getting some consideration. But if you're going to consider him, I think you got to consider Jim Schwartz, too.
All right, Daryl, prediction time?
Ravens. I unfortunately probably will not be predicting the Browns to win a single game the rest of the season. Spoiler alert. I might change that, but definitely not Sunday. I think the Ravens win by 2 scores.
All right. Are you sure?
I'm very, very sure.
Daryl, are you sure?
No. Yeah. I want you to just think one more second.
Okay.
Take your time.
Are you really sure?
Lamar Jackson is playing on Sunday, correct?
That sounds yes.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then,
so
yeah,
we want to stamp it down. You're sure about this?
Ravens by 2 scores, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So they don't cover
not
the spread.
Not by like 10.
Yeah, well, that's 2 scores.
So like 8.
That's actually one score.
Yeah. That's a touchdown, okay. 2-point conversion.
Yeah. All right, I'm seeing where the line in the sand is here, Daryl.
Well, what part of 2 scores didn't you understand, Nick?
What about 16 points?
You wanted to know the
points?
Early line of 2 scores or where 2 scores goes into 3 scores?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, scores, that's a pretty vast horizon there, friend.
We're trying to cover some over-unders here and some spreads, Daryl.
Oh, one of those situations.
My friends in the desert.
He's got a great beat on something for me.
I was going to say, I don't know this is the week that we want to be concerning ourselves.
We got a poker game at Chauncey Billups' house later. We need things to talk about.
Yeah. And by the way, we're the face cards in this town, of course.
What is the spread for Sunday? I haven't looked.
Seven and a half.
Yeah, I'm going the over.
Over under 37 and a half, though, and it opened at 44. Vegas has bet this game down at a high rate.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the over on both.
All right, Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You bet, guys. You too.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. We'll react to what he had to say. And he checks his notes because he forgot what they were planning to do next. And patience and the Browns quarterback position in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.